institute with the National Archeries in Schools program. If you look that up, it's NASP, Archery in Schools. You'll find it. It's a massive nationwide program that gets kids shooting bows, and we participate in that faction of it. And in order to do that, we teach it as a unit in our PE classes. So we actually have kids in PE that have never shot archery that are getting exposed to the program. So what we do is then we open up and put a team together, or well, we normally have enough kids to do two teams, and we'll compete at the state tournament in Springfield. That's put on by the Department of Natural Resources, and it'll be in April this year.
I think this is phenomenal, and I saw this video with this young man who was shooting a bow and arrow using his mouth. And as crazy as that sounds, Luke Bigham is with me too this morning. And Luke, first off, how old are you, brother?
I'm 18.
Okay. Do you have a right hand or not? Just let me have the meat and potatoes of it, Luke.
I do have a right hand, but it doesn't work well enough to hold up the end of a bow or to do much of anything, because when I was 15 months old, I had a stroke. I lost the use of my right side.
Wow. So you have had to learn a whole lot, and growing up, how many challenges have you faced head on, brother?
A lot.
I bet.
I can't tell you the exact number, but a lot.
That is crazy to me. Well, what made you decide? Was it because Pinckneyville had the archery program? You were like, I'm going to go ahead and do archery.
Well, I've deer hunted for the past 6 years, and I bought my first crossbow 2 years ago. And I've always wanted to shoot a compound bow, because all my friends have been able to shoot a compound bow, and I've just never been able to shoot one. And when I moved to Pinckneyville High School at the beginning of this year, they had an archery team. At Oakville, where I came from, they didn't have an archery team, so I never had the opportunity to try to shoot a compound bow. And then I mentioned something to Mr. Hagney, and he said that we'll work something out. And it's awesome being able to shoot a compound bow.
So they made a device that fits in your mouth that will actually pull the string back on the bow?
Yes.
How does that work?
You want me to explain that, Luke?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Luke and I first had our first conversation when he got here in August, and we were talking about what we had to offer here at school, and you know, he talked about archery. And so what it is simply a piece of nylon webbing like you would find for a tree stand safety harness, and I cut a small piece out of that and fuse the edges solid so that they wouldn't, you know, with some heat so they wouldn't fray. And then I used some string material that you buy for archery releases and fastened that mouth tab directly to the string on the bow.
Wow.
So Luke's able to, with his left arm, he's able to grip the bow. And actually, amazingly, you talk about adapting, because the first day we were loading arrows for him. Within a matter of 2 days, he'd figured out how to hold the bow and manage getting an arrow on by himself. And so then he holds onto the bow with his left hand by the grip, and he places that mouth tab in his molars, in his mouth, and he uses neck and back muscles to hold back, and he pushes out with his left arm, and basically that puts the energy in the bow for when he's ready to shoot. And he drops his jaw, just opens his mouth, and it flies straight out.
That is amazing. And let me ask you this, Coach, about how much weight is he pulling back?
Well, those bows right now are this is the Genesis bow, which is with the National Archery and Schools program. It's a 25-pound bow.
Yeah.
So as we continue to work on strength and conditioning things, you know, we've got short-term goals that we're working on to get him ready to, you know, be able to compete and be consistent. But I think long-term goals is to get him in a deer blind this fall with a bow that's legal hunting weight, and so he'll be able to try to hunt a deer with a compound bow.
You know what? I have a feeling that this year we are going to see this happen. Like, this will be a national news story. Luke, are you ready for this, man?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Oh, so do you do, like, weight exercises? Like, do you exercise your neck and your shoulder muscles and your mouth muscles?
I just talk a lot.
Oh, man. Well, I tell you what, you got a great group of friends up there too, don't you, Luke?
Oh yeah, this is a great school. My classmates are great, teachers are great, superintendent's great. It's a great community to be a part of.
I love this, and I'm going to share the video on our website and our Facebook. And also, dude, I don't know, are you a Granger Smith fan at all, or Earl Dibbles Jr.?
Yes.
Okay. I have a hat here at the radio station, and we want to give it to you. I don't know when I'm going to see you in the future. I've never met you face-to-face, but when I do meet Luke Bigham, I have a Yee Yee hat, camo, and it's got your name on it.
Wow.
Okay? And then also, I'm trying to get Granger Smith to get down here, or Earl Dibbles Jr., one of the two, because he needs to see you firsthand shoot that thing, all right?
That'd be awesome. That'd be awesome.
From a school administrator and a community member who sometimes sees the ugly side of social media, this is the absolute perfect example of what appropriate use of what Facebook can do for a community and for an individual. We have people from all over the country who are tapping Pinckneyville High School just to give Luke a nudge or a pat on the back or offer some insight. So it's an amazing experience for me as well.
I think we're going to ride this wave as far as it'll go, right, guys?
Oh, absolutely. You don't put that mule in the barn until it's done. So.
That is right. So. Hey, guys, I appreciate your time, and I know that this is something that has gone viral, and it needs to, and it's going to be fun to see how far that video goes, and I'm looking for more on your Facebook. I'm in your fan club, dude. All right, and when you do get that deer, you tag New Country Z100 in it, okay, buddy?
I will.